I married, look, his kabel get el ishti. Somebody said to a man, accept this get from my wife. Now, the Gemara is going to explain, he can't make the guy a shliach l'kabbalah. He has no authority to make this guy work for his wife. So what it means is, take it. So he has the ability to change his mind all the way till the get reaches her, because it's under his jurisdiction. The guy is his agent, and therefore he can change his mind. Rashi, the get is detrimental to her. You cannot cause detriment to a person only if they agree. They have to agree to appoint an agent. And here, this agent was not appointed. Rashi's trying to point out that by a present, life would be different because a present is beneficial. And by things that are beneficial to the recipient, we say that a person becomes an automatic agent. Whereas here, by a get, it doesn't work that way.
Having love is tofsin, right?
I have no idea, yes.
Yeah, so my question is, what would happen if let's say they're married, but it's a lav, would that be considered a zachar?
Well, she was masking to get married. I mean, it obviously didn't bother her. Ha'isha Shamri is Kabul Igiti. A woman that told somebody, accept my get for me. And then the guy who works as an agent of the woman comes to the husband, says, your wife said I should act as her agent. The minute he hands it to the agent, she's divorced. It's over. Done with. Therefore, at that point, he has no ability to change his mind. The get has happened. It's like he handed it to his wife. Lefichach. Therefore, since we say that he doesn't control it once he gives it to the agent of Kabbalah, if Amar lo habao, I evshi, shit the Kabbalah, lo heiluk maten lo, imratza lausa yagzer. He has an option. The man comes to the husband and says, listen, your wife told me to please be her shliach le Kabbalah. And the guy says, you know what? No. I don't want you to be her shliach le Kabbalah, meaning I don't want it to work that way. I want to give you the get to take to her. Meaning I am not willing to divorce her this minute. I'm willing to send her to get, but leave open the option that I can still change my mind. So the husband has that ability. He does not have to give the wife the get. And therefore he can say, no, I'm not agreeing to give it to her, you, as her agent. Yevshi, she's a Kabbalah. I don't want you to accept it for her. Meaning, I'm not agreeing to that. I'm not giving her the get now. You can take it to her, but I'm still keeping jurisdiction of what the right to change my mind. And brought to Lachzer Yachzer. Not trashy. Lo Yachzer. Kiven the E, Shvisi Shliach, since she made him a Shliach. Harihu Kiyada, he's like her head. When his Gar Shemiyad become a Lachzer Shazer. And she becomes divorced immediately when the guy accepts the get. Lufichach. Kiven the Amran and Yachel Lachzer. Since we are saying that if the guy is her agent, the husband loses his ability to change his mind. He has no solution to keep the ability to change his mind. Unless the husband says, to the man, or woman, who became the agent of accepting, I don't want you to accept it for her now. I want you to work for me. Now, the guy can say, get lost. I'm not working for you. But if the husband says, I am not willing to hand you the get as her shliach, I'm not willing to divorce her now. If you want, you can take it to her as my shliach. So then the halacha is, and brought the lachzer, calls him on shliach, get the other yachzer. He can change his mind. And Rashi explains why. The man who divorces is in charge of when the get should work. And he said, I don't want it to work till the get comes to her hand. Even if she says, take my get from me, not accept, but the word take. Jim Gamliel is just saying, you can appoint a shliach le Kabbalah without using the word accept the get from me, the woman can say take the get from me. That's the same as saying accept. Rashi? I don't remember what the Gemara is going to say. The Gemara is going to, I think, deal with it. I would assume so, but again. Rashi? Ave maris tuli giti loshin kabolahu, that is also a loshin of accepting. Zakti Gemara Vaiter.
What I was asking was, if somebody's married to a chayvei lavin, you then say it's a schusula to get divorced.
Right. That's what he asked.
What was the answer?
I said she agreed to the marriage. Meaning like this.
But now they have to get divorced. She's got to get her ksuba.
She's going to get her tzuba.
Right. So only a school. She has no choice. She has to do it anyway.
Again. One second. She doesn't have to do anything.
But he has to
divorce her. That doesn't mean she's in a rush. Again, it doesn't... The question he asked was the fact that they're living in sin is an incentive for her to want to get divorced. My answer to him was, no raya. That's all I said. They're living in sin. She agreed to live in sin. Now, all of a sudden, she became frum, and now she wants to get divorced. Really? Who says? Who says? The big kashi here is, and this is what the Achrayim deal with, is, the Ranaray here. Yerushalmi says, if a woman expresses a desire to get divorced, she's ranting and raving about how much she hates her husband. She can't wait to get out of this marriage. And now the husband appoints and says to the shliach, take it to her. She wants to get divorced. Does that make it chusula? So the Yishalmi answers, chashinan shema chazra. We say, she rants and raves, but maybe she changed her mind. Those are the words of the Yishalmi. Now, if you take the Yishalmi's words literally, that means really, if we knew for 100% fact that she wants to get divorced, then it would work right away. But we can never know, because she can rant and rave at 11 o'clock, and by 11:10 she changed her mind. And therefore, at the time that he gave the get, we have no way of knowing if at that moment she wanted to get divorced or not. That's the way you learn simply the Yishalmi. The problem here is, so if a woman appoints a shliach l'kabbalah, why aren't we afraid she changed her mind? Just like when she rants and raves, Yerushalmi says you cannot assume she wants to get divorced because she might have changed her mind. So when she appoints the agent l'kabbalah, and the agent travels to South Vietnam to tell the husband that he's an agent l'kabbalah, and it took him 4 weeks to get there, she might have changed her mind and been mevatel the shlichus. What's the difference? That's the kasha that Achrayim have. Now, the Tiferes Yaakov, he's a big Achrayim, he says that Yerushalmi doesn't mean that she changed her mind. Yerushalmi means inevitably a woman doesn't want to get divorced. That's the fact. If she rants and raves, all those things mean nothing. It's always a chayv. If she makes an agent, it's reality. The reality speaks louder than anything else. He's her agent. But not, she changed her mind, didn't change her mind. No woman wants to get divorced. She makes an agent, that's an action, and that's different. But most Achrayim learn the Yishami simply. We're afraid she changed her mind. So why aren't we afraid she changed her mind when she appointed an agent? So they answer, an agent is existing. You don't assume things changed. When she rants and raves and didn't do anything about it, we assume it might have changed. But once she made a shliach, there's like chazaka that the shliach is a shliach. That's what the Achrayim answered. But that's the kasha they ask. This is the thing they deal with.
I'm assuming that question that I had before, with the Rambam saying that deep inside everybody wants to do right, so it is a quest to get divorced. She might not say it outwardly, but deep inside, she would.
Maybe that doesn't make a difference. Because the Rambam only said it that when we force him to say yes, he means the yes. But he has to say yes. The Rambam says that everybody wants to do the right thing. So if you beat him up till he says yes, the question is how he doesn't mean it. Yes, he does. But he said yes. You need to hear the word yes. In the case of a hoylach get l'ishti, time of the loyshavisa ishliach l'kabola. The only reason we say that she doesn't get divorced immediately when he said, take this get to my wife, if the guy's not an agent for the wife. But what would happen if the lady appointed a shliach, and the shliach shows up to the husband and says, I am your wife's shliach l'kabola, and he would say, take it to her. He would not say, don't be a shliach l'kabola. He would just say, take it to her. What does the word take it to her mean? Does that mean take it for her? Or does that mean take it to her? This is a shaila. When I say, please take this pen to Dr. Harris, am I saying be kind it for Dr. Harris? Or am I saying deliver it to Dr. Harris? That's the shaila we had in the first parak called Heilach Kischi or Heilach Lav Kischi. When I say take it, do I mean take it for, or do I mean take it to? Same thing here. If a woman, she's not a shliach l'kabbalah, it can't be take it for, because the woman doesn't want to get divorced. But what if the woman appointed a shliach l'kabbalah? The husband did not say, do not be a shliach l'kabbalah. But he said, take it to her. Does he mean take it to her, or take it for her? Shailav haylech. From the Mishnah's mashma, it's only because he said haylech to a... I'm sorry? To his appointee, own appointee. But had he said haylech to her appointee, it would work right away. Dr. Gemara, that's what he said. Time of the life, Shavisi Yishliach. He wasn't her appointee, the Kabbalah. Hash Shavisi Yishliach, the Kabbalah. But if she would have made the person a Shliach, the Kabbalah, Ratzalach, the Loyach. It proves Heilach is Kischi. And for the Gemara, really, Heilach is not Kischi. And Enochinami, even if he were a Shliach the Kabbalah, and he said Heilach, it would not work. But the Chiddush of this Mishnah is, this Kabbal get l'ishti itzuchalei. The reason the Mishnah is not, the reason the Mishnah is talking about when he's not a shliach l'kabbalah is because of the other case. He said his skabel, accept this get from my wife. Now, if he were a shliach of her and he says his skabel, that would work. There was a Mishnah specifically spoke about a guy that's not an agent of the wife. And he told that man, take the get, his skabel, accept it from my wife. Sagadai t'chamina. Since the husband has no authority to make this agent her appointee. He never asked the guy to take it for her. He never asked the guy to deliver it. He said accept it for her. He has no right to appoint the guy to accept it for her. So maybe it's a non-agency. Again, the question of the Gemara was based on the fact that the Mishnah talks about him appointing his own appointee. Mashma, if this person were her appointee, that halacha would be different. The answer is no. It could be, makes no difference if it is his appointee, her appointee or not. If he says take it, he doesn't mean take it for her, he means take it to her. But what if he says accept it? Now, if it's her appointee, and he says accept it, the divorce is right away. But what if it's not her appointee? And he says, accept it for her. Now, he can't appoint somebody to accept for her. So maybe it's a non-agency. So the Mishnah, by saying accept it for her, he means take it to her. We're retranslating the word that when he said accept it for her, he meant to skabo v'hoylich, take it for her.
Now it's not shown that she's married, divorced right away.
She's not. He can't do that. But we're zeroing in. Why did the Mishnah set up this case in a case when the guy is not her appointee? The Mishnah said a guy walks over to a guy who's not her appointee and says, take the get to my wife. So the Mishnah seems to infer that if it were her appointee, and it would say take the get, he would mean take the get for my wife, not to my wife. Dr. Gemar, no. Really, if he would say take, even if it's her appointee, he would mean to her, not for her. But the Mishnah specifically was talking about not her appointee, because the Mishnah was interested in teaching me a different chiddush, that his skabel means his skabel v'hoylach.
There's no need. Why is the Gemara just answer? There's no need for an inference here, because we say it's a favorish in the next line.
That's the next piece of Gemara. Rashi. Time into the Shvitzer Shlich LeKabbalah. We're going on the second case in the Mishnah. The guy said, Ha'ilah gets el ishti. The Tani Masnisi Yagzer. The Mishnah allows him to change her mind. And the case in the Mishnah is that he's not her agent. When a husband can't appoint her agent, because again, it's detrimental. That's when we say he can change his mind. What if she would have made a shliach l'kabbalah? The kamar he u'haylech, and he would have said, take it. Lo yachzer. He didn't say, don't be her agent. He said, take it to her. Maybe it means, al v'haylech kishidu, dami u'pukti b'per kama, it's machlekes in the first merik. Zag to gemar lo, v'haylem lav kishidu ami. V'afil ishvisi yishlich l'kabbalah, and even if she would have appointed him as her agent, and he would have said, take it. He's uprooting her appointment. And he's telling them, be my appointment. Even though he didn't say, don't be her shliach. By saying, he's thus saying, I don't want you to get her to get divorced now. To her, not for her. So why did the Mishnah say in the case when she's not an age, her agent? Because in the case of Iskabel, the Iskabel itchukha lashmina, it had to teach me the case of Iskabel. The Avagab Glashvisi Hishliach, she didn't make a shliach. Ubal Nami Labar Shliach Shav Yishliach Kabbalahu, and the husband cannot appoint a shliach for her. Eloi Locha. The Ilo Amar Hailech, he said Iskabel. Avilahi Kimata get Liodamima Gareshis. I would think Loila Havigita, the Lav Loi Locha Shav Yishliach. He didn't make him a shliach to take it. And he has no power to make him a shliach l'kabbalah. Kamash Malan, this kabbal the kamerle, his kabbal v'hoyla kamar. His kabbal means take it. The adam yedeya she'en l'shliach l'kabbalah. The husband is well aware that he cannot point the shliach to accept it for his wife. That's why the Mishnah said the second case. The hoki kamer masnisen. Bein shomer ba'al b'loshen kabbalah. Bein shamer b'loshin halacha, have a shliach l'halacha. Yes, Baruch Meisha.
Did Rashi say that even if she does agree to that, make that shliach l'kabbalah, you can uproot it?
Again, let's stop for a second. Let me review this piece of Gemara. It's a little bit complicated. Let me review this piece of Gemara. The Mishnah said the following case. Two cases, the Mishnah said. But we're zeroing in on the first part, not on the second part. We'll get to the second part momentarily. The first part of the Mishnah was, Reuven walks over to a guy and says, take the get to my wife. The Mishnah says, Reuven maintains authority till that get arrives to his wife, because this agent is working for him, and therefore he can cancel the agency at any point. That's what the Mishnah said.
He held
that
or either way.
We'll talk to Hiskabo in a minute. We're interested now in the case of Hailech. That's the one we're in. The inference of the Mishnah is that the reason Reuven's in charge is because this guy was totally working for Reuven. He had no connection to Reuven's wife. Reuven asked him, do me a favor, take the get to my wife. The guy agreed. He's Reuven's agent. That's why Reuven is in charge. What would happen if the guy were her agent and Reuven would say, take the get?
Her agent.
Her agent to accept. That's the only thing she can make an agent for. And he would not say, you're not her agent. He would not say any negatives. The guy comes in and knocks on the door and says, your wife asked me to please accept the get for her. And he reacts and says, take the get to her. Well, in Hebrew, he would say, Hailah get l'ishti. Does l'ishti mean for my wife? Or does l'ishti mean to my wife?
The difference is whether or not he can retract.
The difference is the guy now operating as his agent? Or was he giving it to her, him, as her agent, and the divorce happened right away? That's the Shaila. By the fact that the Mishnah said the case of Hailah get, when he's not her agent, the Mishnah infers that if he would be her agent, then Hailah get would mean take for her, not to her. And that would be a raya that Hailah is kisri. Because if not, why did the Mishnah need a case when he's not her agent? The Mishnah could have said he's her agent. He knocks on the door, and the guy says, take it lishti. And it would mean you're not her agent anymore. Terence says it's not true. All he's saying is, take it for her, not to her. That's the raya of the Gemara. Yes.
So she can reject or he can't reject?
We're bringing a raya that he can't in a case when she's her agent.
Yeah, but what does Rashi say?
That's what he says.
Rashi says he can.
Okay. And the Havamina and the Gemara. Like, he can't mix Havamina and Maskana. That's the Gemara's Raya. By the fact that the Mishnah said, Hailah get l'ishti in a case when he's not her agent, the Mishnah is telling me that if it were her agent, Hailah get l'ishti would be a get immediately. If not, why did the Mishnah pick a case when he's not her agent? That's what the Gemara wants to say. And for the Gemara, no. It could very well be that even if he were her agent, and he said, Hailah get l'ishti, he does not mean take the get for my wife. He means take my get to my wife, and you're working for me, not for her. So why did the Mishnah say the case when he's not her agent? Because of the first case in the Mishnah. When the Mishnah guy said his skabel. Now, if he were her agent and the husband says accept it for her, she'd be divorced right away. Therefore, the Mishnah had to tell you a case of his skabel when she's not, when the guy's not her agent. And the Mishnah is telling me a chiddush. You should know that even though he said accept it, and he can't say accept it doesn't work. So you would think the guy is a non-agent, period. Kamash Malan, no, that the word hiskabo means take it to her. So therefore the Mishnah specifically stated the case when he's not her agent. Because the Mishnah was more interested in the chiddush of hiskabo than it was in the details of Heilich. So therefore the Mishnah set up the case when he's not her agent. And he walks into the husband and the husband says hiskabo. You would say it's a nothing, zero. He can't say his kabel. And he can't make, he didn't say heilich. Comes along the Mishnah and says, no, his kabel means take it to her. That's the, what the Mishnah wanted to do. Therefore, the Mishnah needed it to be a case when he's not her agent. But Enochinam, if you were her agent and he said heilich, we don't know. Maybe it would work right away. Maybe it wouldn't work right away. We have no raya from our Mishnah.
Does everybody agree that says his gobble to her agent?
That's exactly what it means. It would take to get. Accept it for her. Can't have better than that.
Both are agreeing that she could.
Yeah. 100%.
Okay. How would he say accept this for the wife?
It's gobble.
No, she sends the shliach. And he's okay, accept it.
That's great. Then she's divorced.
How would he say it in Hebrew?
It's gobble.
But he said, he's
Kabbalah,
the
Ishti
is...
Again, that's when he's not her agent.
If she sends an agent for Kabbalah...
And he says it's Kabbalah, the divorce happens right away.
Okay, so in this case, the first case, not her agent.
Correct. Okay. And the chiddush is that even though he used the wrong words, because he can't ask the guy to accept for his wife, it means take it to her.
Is that the same thing at all? If she, he's coming with the agency of a wife, he doesn't have to say a word.
Yes, he does. That's the Arizaki Techia. That has to be an expression of something.
Oh.
Is this already a mafleg is on record in the end of the first record, parrot, whether he's conceived on me or not?
Yes.
We just want to know how Rebbe passed him in this.
Correct. Rashi says it's a machlokes on the end of the first parak. Kivager asks, I hope I'm not throwing too much confusing thing in here. If Kivager asks, what's the Gemara's raya to regular Hailuch Kisri? Here it's a detrimental thing to her. And by the case of Matana, when he says Hailech, it's good for her, good for the recipient. How are we trying to prove from get, right? We want to disprove that Hailech, what?
Isn't that a machlokes in the first paragraph, whether it's a schus or not?
Whether get is a schus, no. Nobody has a machlokes with a get. Shichur is a machlokes. Get, everybody says is a schus. Something right. Tanan. Okay, we're taking the next case in the Mishnah. We're dissecting the Mishnah piece by piece. A woman says to the man, to the shliach, go take my get. And the husband gives it to the shliach. He cannot change his mind. My love, loishna kabbalah, loishna alocha. Now what did the husband say? The Mishnah doesn't say what the husband said. The Mishnah says, a man comes and knocks on the husband's door and says, I'm here to accept the get for your wife. The husband gives it to him. He can no longer change his mind. What did the husband say? Now, the Havamin is, he said either one of the two things of the first case. Either he said Iskabel or he said Heilich. And in either case, she's divorced right now. Because it doesn't say what the husband said. And in the previous case, it had said the husband could say one of two things. So we're assuming that the same two things apply here. And the Mishnah is saying that if she's the guy is her agent, and he either says Iskabel or Heilech, it works right now. Zariah, Heilech is three. Because he doesn't mean take to her. Because the guy is her agent, and he says Heilech, and it works right away. We're assuming that the husband is saying one of the two things he said at the beginning of the Mishnah. And for the Gemara, like a Kabbalah. No, in this case, all the husband said except for her. And a Chinami, if he said take it, maybe he only means that it should work when it gets there. Yes.
Like we said before.
Again, we're dissecting each piece of the Mishnah. Yes, I'm sorry.
Hailech Kisri is when there's no authority being appointing somebody to be safer. Here you have an extra power here.
Again. So you ask me Rav Kivega's Kasha. No, you're not. You're not asking me Rav Kivega's Kasha.
It's not a right to Hailech Kisri, because Hailech Kisri is when there's no party pushing to be accepted. Right? Or an assumed Rutzen that he wants?
Present is an assumed Rutzen that he wants.
That's correct.
Something about right there, the third Raya from the Mishnah, Tashmak. The Fichach, if Amalei Habau, he has to shit the Kabbalah. If the husband says, I don't want you to work for her, and this is a clear Raya. He has to say, I don't want you to work for her. I want you to work for me. Time of the Amr Yevshi. Halloy Amr Yevshi. What if he didn't say, I don't want you to work for her? He would have just said, Highlife. She would have been divorced right away. Obviously, Imratul Azalay Azal Shemam and Ahilach Kisri. Tell me. And this is a rye you can't wiggle out of. The Mishnah says, the only way he can retain control is if he tells the guy, you're not working for her. What if he doesn't say you're not working for her? He just says the word Highlife. Would work right away. I mean, Hailech is Kisri. And for the Gemara, Dilma Behelech, maybe the right word in the Mishnah is not Hailech. If he says, I don't want you to work for her, but here is the get, Hailech. Hailech can mean not Hailech. Halach is, how does article translate Halach? Here it is. This get is, whatever it is, it's not Halach. It's not take. It's Halach. And Halach is for sure Kizchi. Halach is different than Halach. Halach is saying take two. Halach is, here it is. So therefore, in that case, he would have to say, I don't want you to work for her. Here it is. That's saying, I want you to work for me. But if he wouldn't say that, he would just say, hey, look, that would be like saying, take it from her.
Then
he can't change it.
She said, guy, to be a shlech with her bubble,
right? Correct.
Now, why is it that he can take this guy and change his status?
Again.
No, just another question. She made him.
I heard you. I can even repeat your question. That's how well I understood. Rashi answered your question. We had Rashi, and Rashi answered your question. No. Let's go back to Rashi. Rashi said, I'm going to show you in a second. Rashi says, Yachzor. Imratza Lachzor Yachzor, when he changed it. Rashi in the Mishnah. See the word Yachzor? In the Mishnah, there are about four lines before the end of the Mishnah in the Rashi. Yachzor.
Four lines at the end before the Gemara. And Rashi.
You have it?
He has different gears.
Yeah.
Basmaba. Yeah, the line above.
She'enim is Gareshes, Elamidas Hamigaresh. A woman can never get divorced unless the husband wants to divorce her. He can say, listen, you can be her agent all you want. I'm not agreeing to divorce her this way. The husband has to agree to give the divorce.
When is the point of no return?
Let him have his day in court.
So I'm in charge of him then?
I'm in charge of the get.
But she wants him to be discarded.
She can want all she wants. He's in charge of the get.
He's in charge of the shliach.
He's in charge of the get. Memela, the shliach is at his mercy.
But she wants it to be. She wants him to be a shliach of Kabbalah for now.
Right. And the husband's saying, I'm not divorcing her now.
Then he can turn him into a halacha?
If the guy's masking to become a shliach of halacha.
If
well, he doesn't want to go, he's not going to go. A woman sent the shliach to Kabbalah. And she arrives at the husband's house, and the husband says, listen, I'm not interested in divorcing her today. Come back in 4 months. There's nothing he can do.
She's here with her hand.
He can say no.
But he can't say, I'll put it in your hand, but you're not divorced.
Yes, he sure can. We had that in the second Beirik. He gave it to his wife. He said, you're not being gerashus till you get to China. And she gets to China, she has to go to Bezin and say, before I next of, and then get Bezin to appoint a messenger to give it back to her. We had that in second Beirik.
He was away that day. So, and that's because of the end of
he's in charge of the bag. Yes, he's get.
So you can't give a get in a conditional.
Yes, you can.
You can't.
There's no conditional get, you said. Not today, not with Manasseh. In those days, they made all kinds of conditions. We don't play around. We're afraid. Not today, there's no conditions again.
In words, there are exchanged between the Baal and her agent. And he just gives it to her. Does that mean anything special about that?
That's a sugi later on. The husband has to say the word, you are divorced from me. I don't know, we'll get there. We'll worry about it. Rashi. So, Rashi, my love at our value. Merely the time of the home, not calling. Let's talk to about Kabbalah. She said, I'm her agent, and we don't care how the husband reacts. And the Havamina is that he can either say Iskabel or Heilich. She's the guy's agent. It works right away. If she's her agent, it works right away. And then the Gemara bar arrived in the next case. The Gemara answered, Duma Behelich. Bahach Seferle Disney Heilich Matemla. When he told her, you're not, when he told the guy, you're not her agent, but here is the get for her. He didn't say take the get to her. He said, here is the get for her. You're not her agent, but here is the get. The heilich vada heilich the kamri. Heilich would mean take it as is. Unless he said, I don't want you to work for her, it would have been a shlich l'kabbalah. Meaning if a woman, a guy walks over and says, my wife, your wife made me an agent to accept, and he said, heilich, that's saying she's divorced right away. But if he says, I don't want you to be a shlich l'kabbalah, but heilich, that means he's saying, I don't want you to work for her.
So this is the ratio holy, that means holy, and the same one is holy, that means holy.
Correct.
What does that mean?
Exactly what you just said.
I know what I'm trying to say is that.
And you said holy,
cancels. We don't know. That
depends on Heilich Kisri. So what?
We didn't prove anything.
Yeah, because he didn't say holy.
It could be that the Mishnah means Heilich, correct. That's what Rashi says. But that's how Rashi explains the Gemara. That's the Gemara right there. New part of this Gemara. The Gemara's Shiloh now is, a man can work for a man, and a woman can work for a woman. Can a man work for a woman? Can a woman work for a man? Can a man appoint an agent, a woman, to take to get to his wife? Can a woman appoint a man to accept it? Or did the Torah regulate giving a get as a man's domain, accepting a get as a woman's domain? And you can't make a shliach somebody that's not negeya that parsha. Let me try to explain. You can't appoint a shliach on something that the messenger has no connection to. Every messenger is in the parsha of what he's doing. He's doing it for somebody else, but he is in that parsha. So can you appoint a woman to take a get, or a woman not included in giving a get? That's not their forte. And can you appoint a man to accept a get, or a man is not involved in the acceptance of a get? Maybe the Torah wants males to give and females to accept. Or maybe they're both in the parsha of divorce, so even though they're taking roles of the other gender, but they still can work. That's the Shaila de Gemara. Zapta Gemara. Pshita ish hav shliach leilocha. We know for sure that a man can be a shliach leilocha, chikim baal meilach get leishtai. A husband takes a get to his wife. A woman accepts the get. There's no reason to think that she can't appoint a female shliach to accept the get. I'm sorry? No. Ish the kabbalah, the ish lelachamai. How about the other gender? Rashi. The Rashi pshita is zakar. Yachol liyasa shliach lebala ilacha. He can be an agent to take the get. Kiven this Rabbi Shlichas Mikwam of Vishocha, since we include Shlichas in the word Vishocha, Pshita the Vade Zachal Eloch Rabbi. The Torah included Shliach, definitely included a male for the husband. Shkimbal, all of the Hailach get the Ishtai, but me did the Iyakasha, Shluchanami Kasha. What he can do through a messenger. Vishacheres, Pshita Blanda Abishlich Lechaber to the Kabbalah. Another woman can be an agent for Kabbalah. Miyachad the Rabbi cross shlichus leKabbalah mivishulcha mibeisay karba mivishulcha. There's an extra hay to tell me that you can do that. She can make a shliach also. So that means she can't. He asked me Kabbalah's gita, so she can make a woman shliach also. The question is ipchamai. Mi armin akivin zu atzma labar Kabbalahu. Since husbands don't accept gittin, shars charem nami labar kina Kabbalah ninu. Males are excluded from the parsha of accepting gittin, the chayin, the inyan halacha b'isha. That's the shayla of the Gemara. Can a man work for the woman? Can a woman work for the man? It's up to Gemara, Tashema, our Mishnah. Ha'imir Eskabu Getzer L'Ishti. Ha'ilach Getzer L'Ishti. Im Ratzel L'Achzer Yachzer. Ish Yisharmi Eskabu L'Giti. Im Ratzel L'Achzer Lo Yachzer. Now, my love, B'chad Shliach. The Gemara's understanding is, it's the same kind of a person. He either works for him, or works for her.
It's in
the case of our Mishnah.
I'm saying we're honing in on the word he says.
No, we're not. Okay. We're assuming that the same person who works for the husband works for the woman in the second case. Shmami na kashul kabbalah kashul elocha, or kashul elocha kashul kabbalah should be. Now the Gemara loy b'shnei shluchim. Who says it's the same person? The man appointed a man and a woman appointed a woman. Dr. Gemara Tashima, the next case in the Mishnah. The husband tells her agent, I don't want you to be her agent. I want you to be my agent. There is the same person. He was working for her. And the husband saying, no, don't work for her, work for me. Shmamina, shliach kasha lekabbalah, kasha lehalacha. Now, which way? Both ways? One way? Does that mean a man can be a shliach lekabbalah and a woman can be a shliach lehalacha? Or maybe only one of those two work? We see that the same person can do both. But that doesn't mean everybody can do both. Maybe only one of the two genders can do both. Zakta Gemara.
The Rai is from the Mishnah.
Yes.
This Mishnah says that's the scenario in the Mishnah.
It's a pretty good proof.
But it doesn't go back to the Kosovo. There's nothing, no
proof. Again. No, there is not.
It's not the
Kosovo
Rabbanon either.
No, it's in the Rai. The Torah said you can have a Shliach. We're trying to define what the Torah meant. The Mishnah defines the Torah. Let's catch up with Rashi. Look to Rashi. B'chad shliach kamer, d'bein amalei bal ha'iluch, b'ein amalei hiskabal, av shliach lo'ilocha. In the first case in the Mishnah, the husband tells somebody either accept or take. He's taking it. V'yamalei imi kar lahu skabal, and if she would have told the person accept it, av shliach lo'ilocha. The Gemara assumes it's the same person. Amahuda actually shliach lo'ilocha, bal ha'ilocha, machshali shliach Yishul Kabbalah. We're assuming it's the same person. And for the Gemara Loi B'Shnei Shluchim, two separate people. V'Hogi Kamer, Habal Shamer L'Ish, Bein Nitzkabo, Bein Ha'iluch Lashon Ha'iluchi. When a husband tells a man, it's take it. V'Ish Yishamer L'Chaver, Nitzkabo, V'Nas L'Habal, the Baal gave it, and Ratzel Ma'asad Lo Yachzer. V'Lav Ashliach L'Reishiko, it's not the same guy. V'Hogi Adichat Shliachu, Mahuda Amri, Lay, E is Kabel, the one she said, except, Amala Euef, she said Kabel Elohilich. He said, don't work for her, work for me. So it's clear that the same person can work for both. Now the question becomes, is this both genders or one gender? Let's do a search. We know that a father can accept a get for his daughter, the Ketana.
What do you mean search?
A search through Shas to see where do we find agency by different genders.
We just said just now is that it's not finite.
No, we didn't say that. We said the Mishnah said that at least one of them can be an agent for both.
That means we're not so strict.
Now the question is, how are we not strict? So look around and we find that the Torah said a father can accept a get for his daughter Niktana. Here you have a man accepting a get. Oh, men can accept gittin. So maybe men can be agents to accept a get. But we never find in the Torah a woman giving a get. We started off saying we never find a man accepting a get. But that's not true. Because we do find a man accepting a get. A father accepts a get for his daughter, Niktana. So there is a man involved in accepting a get. So maybe a man can be an agent of the woman and an agent of the man. But we never find a woman being involved in giving a get. So maybe there's a difference between a man and a woman. Maybe the Mishnah only allows the same agent to function for both if it's a man. Maybe if it's a woman, it can only work for her and not for him.
So originally when the Gemara asked Shiloh, can a man be a Kabbalah or not, why are you trying to bring a riot from the Mishnah? Go to the case of this case.
Excellent question.
I did not hear what Rebbe said.
Excellent question. Not quite to ask you a question, but maybe even the Rishonim. And they answer that the Gemara did not view that as a man accepting a get. The Gemara viewed that as a man in acting for his daughter. In reality, she is getting divorced, not him. And therefore, the Gemara did not think that was a riot. But once you prove to me that there's somebody that can work on both sides, he's the one we go to because we do find him involved. Meaning by itself, that wouldn't be a proof. Because you would say he's really not functioning as the person getting divorced.
He's more of a violence on the daughter. He's controlling her.
Okay, but once you prove to me that there is a human being that can be on both sides, it makes sense that it's a man. Because we do find him involved in the case. That's what they answer. But they ask you a question that's an excellent question. Let me repeat it one more time.
One question. What was the question, please?
His question was, if we knew this Mishnah that a father can accept the get for a ktana, why don't we bring it right away? Why do we bring our Mishnah and then go to that Mishnah? Go straight to that Mishnah. That was his question. And for the fourth time, it was an excellent question. I'm trying to get brownie points upstairs,
yes. The case of the father marrying off his daughter is unique.
Not marrying off, he's accepting a divorce.
Okay, also marrying off his daughter at the same time. It's unique in that she can't marry herself off, but he can.
No, in the case of get, it's not true. Katana can accept her own get.
She can?
Yes. You don't need das to accept a get. You don't need that much das to accept a get. Rashi. Zok Rashi. The pasuk mina ishtav shliach lekabbalah. Going to be tarti boy in the bina liel. From the two shilas that you had, chada matzus lemishmina. You can prove one of them. The ikulam eimem masnisa beishkomayri. You can say the mission is talking about a man. The kosher out for kabbalah. But then it makes sense. Sharmetino, we do find shuroy lekabbalah beget shall be tiktana. He can accept a get by his daughter tiktana. Shatayrech zichsalay. Like Mike just pointed out, that the Torah gave him a right to accept her kedushin, because they've been in mixubas, the yatzachinam ain't kesef, learn it out from a pasuk. Well, the Kabbalah's gita, the sivah yatzav ahaisa. Torah gave him a right to marry her off, and the Torah compared divorce to marriage to tell me, iskish litzia lavaya, ukh bishlichas nami kasher. Therefore, he can be an agent for the woman. But we have no proof that a woman can take a get. And for the Gemara, all we're proving is that the same person can work for both, but it might only be a man. A man. Maybe. You have no riot, she sent a woman. Amar of Mara, Ishak the Gemara, Ishak Lalocha, Ziboyalach. We still have a Shiloh, Mai. Amar of Mari Tashima. Avanoshim Shein, the monos loyme meis bailo, the monos lahavius gita. We had this Mishnah. Even women who can't come and testify that a woman's husband died because they hated their, right, a mother in law, stepdaughter, there's certain women that hate each other. And therefore, we don't trust them to say to the woman that your husband died. But if they bring a get, they're neman. We don't say they forged a get. Now, they're bringing a get. They're acting as agents of the husband. It's clear that the Mishnah says a woman can bring a get. Listen to the Mishnah. They're not believed to testify the husband died, but they are believed to testify that the woman hears the woman's get, and they're working for the husband. Clear raya.
someone who's not eligible for divorce because not eligible for marriage, for instance, Soros or an islanders, can they be...
They can get married.
That's true.
No, it's there for them to get married.
There should
be cotton camp. Yeah, cotton camp. Cotton camp is Leah. We'll continue our mentorship tomorrow. Everybody have a wonderful day.